You're sitting in your room. It's dark, and in the closet you see two red beady eyes staring at you, telling you to listen to the Spookers After Dark podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Riddle me this, Fizz. What's back in the business, but not for long due to intertwining scheduling conflicts?
I would say a couple of dudes who got nothing better to do with their life than sometimes just sit around and talk about shit after certain hours.
Oh, are you talking about the Spookers After Dark gang?
Yeah, I think we are talking about this.
Because we're fucking back. We're back in the fucking business. Hi, guys. It's me, as always, Jules.
Back. This is Fizz. Back, huh? Have we even left?
I think we just left for a little bit. But to be honest, we're like, surprise attacking you guys with an episode. I mean...
Yeah, this is normally out of our comfort zone. Not out of our comfort zone, but, like, not the topic we usually discuss.
Exactly. And but this is...
similar.
It's super similar. Because, I mean, what would you do if a murderous clown just came up to you and just shot you and start laughing? Or maybe just, like, be put inside of some sick game of some guy who loves riddles.
People are thinking we're talking about two completely different IPs right now.
Exactly. We're not talking about any IP, but one in particular.
Well, it is IP.
It is. And they're also owned by the same ones who does those two characters. Warner Brothers.
And no, this is not, you know, a certain one that comes after every 27 years. This is not a certain one who, you know, plays games.
I mean, honestly, for the most part, this certain clown comes out probably every time the studio needs to reboot the franchise, let's just be honest.
I mean, yeah, that is fair. You have a shapeshifter that can look into whatever you want.
Exactly.
We have someone who loves sub-zero temperatures.
We also have clown girls. Clown girls. Clown girls. Clown girls. Clown girls.
Wood.
Wood. Ah, so if that's like not the subtle obvious, we're going to be ranking... most of the Batman villains.
I was about to say, if we did all, it's going to be a long...
yeah, no, it's going to be a long-ass night, because then we have to get into technicalities. Like, oh, well, technically Black Manta's a Batman villain. No, but he also is one of my favorite villains, to be honest with you. But so we're going to be ranking them inside of the tiers. It's, as always, it's going to be S, A, B, C, D, and then F.
E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, okay, Nick. I,
L, no, P. So... the first one we have is, I'm just going to say right off the back, Hugo Strange, because that's fresh out my mind. What would you consider him, in your opinion?
So, Doctor Strange... oh, sorry, I shouldn't say it like that, because obviously... he's a... I want... so, as a villain himself, I don't know how high I would put him, but trash. I would put him in B, just because if it wasn't for him... like, look at half of Batman's rogue gallery. Like,
yeah, but
they
also...
don't have all that fucking tweaking, and they don't have all the fucking... like, I mean, he's basically the... in a weird way, the J. Jonah Jameson of Arkham.
He but could like, be. But also, at the same time, this motherfucker... like, Arkham City, people are just like, oh, he's a good villain. But also, in Arkham City, like, he literally... he knows Batman's identity. He's like, oh, no, you... I'm gonna put you through a 10-hour game, like... sequence where Gotham City is for some reason never ending, and out of nowhere, I'm not going to tell them your identity unless you try to stop me. Batman tries to stop him, keeps his identity a secret. Like, what?
Like, you could have just defeated this man by letting his identity
exactly
run loose.
I'm keeping him at C, honestly. Do you agree with that?
I said B.
Okay, let's.
This would have been a nice visual podcast because we could have just had the T list
exactly up there. I mean, we're going to translate this onto the videos, honestly. Tell your friends. Tell all of them.
What friends? The two people who listen to us?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So, from one doctor, let's go to another one.
Victor Freeze. Dr. Victor Freeze. I don't think he was a doctor.
Wasn't he a doctor?
I'm going to say this right now. Mr. Freeze is one of the most underrated villains of all time. Like, only because of Arnold's portrayal of him in the freaking 90s.
The Ice Age!
Yeah, only because of Arnold's portrayal of him in the freaking 90s kind of gave him a bad rap. But we were forgetting about the definitive portrayal, and that was from the 90s animated cartoon.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Legitimately won that show a fucking, like, I think it was an Emmy or some shit. Like, yep. Whatever the TV show awards are. It literally won an award because
also,
of how fucking good it was.
Probably the best animated TV show of all time.
Oh,
it's not
of course.
An anime. That is not an anime.
Of course. 100%. Easily hands down the best animated TV show.
Definitely the best superhero one.
I'm honestly going to sit there and say that, like, Mr. Freeze is definitely in my top five favorite, like, villains of all time, easily.
No, you mean Batman villains or in general?
No, just, like, in general. Like, obviously the first being Dr. Doom, second Green Goblin, yeah. But, like, still, it's pretty great.
Awkward cut.
No, it's just fine. But, like, literally, I want to put him at an A tier, not an S tier, because, well, let's just, it's just, he doesn't really do much even still, even if he is, like, a standalone villain on his own.
Honestly, dude, like, until, well, I don't want to say recently, but until the animated show, he was kind of treated as one of those, like, villains of the week kind of thing, and then people started liking him, and, you know, he became one of their bigger, well-known villains, because the concept is cool, like, Homeboy has a gun that can turn that can freeze and turn everything into sub-zero temperatures. Like, come the fuck on.
I mean, he's doing it for some pussy, so let's just be honest.
Yeah, well, dead or not dead, comatized pussy. But yeah.
But
edit that part out.
No. Okay. Do you think he's an A-tier villain though? Because I think he's pretty.
I would put him in B as well.
Goddamn. Okay.
Because trust me, like my A and S tier, they're like obviously very specific.
I mean, we already know who the S tier one is.
Specific
uh-huh,
bias.
Yeah,
yeah,
we get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to horny jail, by the way.
What the?
Or to horny Arkham joke. Asylum. What the? All right. So the next
horny Arkham Asylum, boy, send me if. So you know what? Since we're already there.
Since
let's
we're already in Arkham
my
Asylum.
My childhood crush, you
yes,
know?
Let's see.
Miss,
who is
Miss,
it?
Miss Poison Ivy, you know?
Wood.
Bitch, give me the kiss of death already. Like, my life's been spiraling out of control at this point anyway.
I mean, I also have a thing for redhead, so I'm in... she's S tier, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like,
explanation. Okay, so let's not make this like a fucking hentai fan.
Or something for fucking comic book characters.
But what I was saying was, for me, she is A panel. I'm not going to give her S in terms of threats to Batman. I mean, yeah, she can kiss you and kill you, but in terms of, like, what she can do on her own, it's a little bit, but it's not as much. Like, yeah, vines, but that's just kinky.
Yeah, exactly. But also, she's vegan, so yeah, A tier.
Yeah.
Sorry, Connor. So, yeah, like, no. I think... She definitely deserves to be an A tier only because they genuinely don't really do anything with her, and when she does, it's like, oh, so she's actually not that bad.
Like, dude,
she's
if my life was just spiraling out of control, I'll just be like, you know what, Poison Ivy, do your thing, and end it.
Yeah, fair.
Multiple things.
She can still get
it. Exactly what I was getting to, Julio.
Julio,
if you were a rapper, you would be 2 Chainz because of how obvious your fucking bars are.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Now, moving on to the
from
next
one
subtle. From one hottie to the next, this guy's a little old. He's a little rough around the edges. This guy also only has one eye because it's Deathstroke. S tier.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's no explanation for that. S tier.
Like, for all of you Mark fans out there, there's a certain line in a certain series that used to be called Epic Rap Battles of History.
Oh, God.
I think it was like, you quit running our mouth. No. You quit running your mouth. Time for me to knock that lip off. Bitch, who you calling clone? You're a Deathstroke ripoff.
Damn.
Talking about the Deadpool. So, yeah.
I mean, but even still, Deathstroke, yeah. S tier. Dude's a
S-tier.
Fucking badass. Like, he only
Slade
has one
Wilson.
Eye.
It's one of those things. For me, like, putting villains in tiers, you would also have to know instantly by the alter ego name. And... you tell people Slade Wilson, then exactly who that is. They know it's Deathstroke.
Exactly. See? He's just that fucking badass. And he just fucks shit up, too. Like, he's the only one that can literally match Batman in hand-to-hand combat.
Oh, man. You know how much I want to see that in live action?
I want to see it so. Please, Zack Snyder, you listen to us once. Please, do it again.
Zack Snyder's not a part of it.
Please, I don't
Zack
care.
Zack Snyder's not a part of it anymore.
Do
Zack
it
Snyder's
again.
Not a part of it anymore.
But it worked once. It'll work again.
It didn't work once. He was just in a fucking post-credit scene.
Fair. But,
his fight in Arkham Origins.
Yeah.
Was fucking bad.
Speaking of Arkham Origins, there's another villain from that game. Mad Hatter.
I love Mad Hatter. Would I put him above B? No, but...
No.
I like Mad Hatter because the crossover elements, you know? Alice in Wonderland and shit like that.
Homie's just a fucking psychopath obsessed with the book, and I'm just like, well... I'm putting him in C because only because he's British, to be honest with you.
Wow.
We can't give him a B because, no, B for British, absolutely not. No, C for British.
Yeah, C for crumpets.
Crumpets and tea, exactly.
But when it comes to fucking Mad Hatter, dude, there's not much I can say about Mad Hatter because, honestly, like, the more you start describing people, they're gonna like, oh, they're just like, you know, they just
rip-off.
took the best things about Joker and Riddler. Oh no, they took the like some offshoots of Joker and Riddler and mashed them into one.
Exactly. Basically, that's just what Mad Hatter is.
You know what? Yeah. C.
C tier. He's
C.
Because
yeah.
His missions in like the games too. I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
The one of the times he was even compelling is when he was portrayed by Mark Hamill in the CW shows.
Oh yes, indeed. So moving on to the next Arkham cell.
Sheesh.
Sheesh, please.
All right. So hush.
hush.
You know what, dude? Hush might be A tier for me, dude.
Yeah.
Like I know. Okay, so this is the part I'm gonna get out of the way. A lot of people watch the fucking animated movie Batman Hush and think that's an accurate representation
no,
of Hush.
No, that's not. The Riddler is not Hush. I'm sorry.
The Riddler is not Hush. Because that's basically what they did. They turned Hush into, like, Dollar Store Riddler.
Which, I mean, to be honest with you, the true actual Hush, he literally only exists just to fuck Bruce Wayne's life up. Like, he knows Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Yeah.
Because he is obsessed with him.
Yep.
And that is honestly what makes a villain, to be honest with you. Because I'm just like, yeah.
Well, the Hush thing, Hush, for Hush, it's personal.
Exactly.
Most of these villains are just running amok Gotham City and Batman just runs into them. With Hush, it's personal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's another villain we're going to be talking about in a bit that is personal too, but that's related.
Exactly. But and that's why I'm saying Hush is definitely an A-tier villain. I really hope, like, if we do, like, the second Batman
movie. The rumors
movie,
are true.
Not if the rumors are true, please, please, I want to see Hush in Batman too.
Who would you cast as Hush since we're down that rabbit hole?
John Hamm.
That'd be cool because John Hamm was one of my picks to play Batman.
Exactly.
When you started, yeah.
Exactly. So moving on to the next vault, maybe we might start. We're going down. We're going to get deeper inside Maximum Security. Here we have a fucking character that was heavily butchered in Suicide Squad. Literally, the disappointment that I saw whenever I saw this green guy inside of the Suicide Squad, I was like, why? Why would you butcher Killer Croc like that?
I know, man. Dr. Crimes deserves better.
Broke your ankles with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're saving that one for later. But, yeah, no.
Killer Croc. Say that 10 times.
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc.
Literally, like, I'm honestly gonna say he's kind of a fucking he's a C tier villain.
He's a C tier, but dude, he's a fucking savage though.
He is a savage. He's terrifying, but also at the same time, why? Like, why is Batman fucking with him? He just lives in the fucking sewers and he's just doing his own thing.
That just makes Batman the bully.
Exactly.
Like the Land in Blue Beetle. Batman's a fascist.
LOL. That yeah, no. But like, no, seriously. I just don't understand why he's a villain. He's literally just a fucking guy who lost.
It's like those. It's like one of those situations that like people. I don't want to say pick on him, but like, you know, people just look at stuff like, oh, they're just doing their own thing. Just, you know, well, why is it bothering you? Just let them.
Exactly, and I'm just like, I guess so. Yeah, C tier. He. Yeah, his boss fight of like fucking Marco Polo.
I was about
cool.
to say his boss fight in Arkham City. No.
Yeah, Arkham Asylum.
Arkham and Origins.
Yeah,
because he's also the first boss fight in Arkham Origins.
Exactly. Next one is kind of.
So this is my question.
What's up?
I know we've already ranked a few.
Uh-huh.
Are we doing this in terms of one specific media, or are we just like the villain's entire lore in
just
general?
Just entire lore in general.
So we're counting the video games as
mm-hmm.
canon in
yes.
terms of that, comic books, animated
oh, yeah.
shows, and movies. Okay.
Essentially, yeah.
So any media with them in existence.
Exactly.
Okay.
So and basically how they've been portrayed, and basically how they're just like, well, that's kind of stupid, right. You know.
May I suggest one?
What's
this
your?
This is not. I wouldn't say controversial, but definitely one of the more overused and sometimes butchered.
Mm-hmm.
So. Would you like to toss a coin?
Two-Face.
Would you like to lift shit to chance?
Ah, yes. Two-Face. I think this guy's very overlooked, honestly.
We know a bunch of Two-Faces in our life. But
oh, yeah.
Moving on from that one.
Yeah, let's not talk about that one, honestly.
But dude, I'm not going to lie. Yes, it wasn't the best portrayal, but I would be lying if growing up seeing Tommy Lee Jones' version and not getting a giggle out of that. Because it was so over the top. Like, I fucking
it was
loved
over
it.
The top. But to be honest, I kind of wish they would have went with Tim Burton's Two-Face because, like,
yeah.
Billy
oh my God,
D. Williams,
the concept,
yeah.
yeah,
Billy D. Williams, he deserves that role. But also at the same time, it's like Aaron Eckhart, I think that's his name.
Aaron Eckhart, yeah.
Yeah, He did pretty good as Two-Face.
That was good for a realistic Two-Face.
Exactly. Now, if we're going to set up Harvey Dent...
If someone's face is going to be half-burned, let's be honest, it would
look like that. Yeah. And honestly, like, if the newer movies are going to introduce Harvey Dent, I feel like they should really take their time with Harvey Dent and not just kind of shoehorn him like how the Dark Knight did, where it's like, yeah, halfway through, we're already like 75% done. Let's just fucking Two-Face.
You know who would be a savage Two-Face?
Who would be?
And who would do a dual, like, Two-Face and the Playboy Harvey Dent before he becomes Two-Face?
Who?
This might be an obvious choice, but Jensen Ackles.
Yes! Oh, God, yes. I want to see that. I would love that a lot.
We get the best of both worlds. We get Dean Winchester when he's Harvey Dent, and we get the fucking Soldier Boy when he's fucking Two-Face. You can gargle on this coin sack.
So S-tier. Where would you... S-tier? Yeah, I say he's S-tier.
Because we haven't even touched on Two-Face from the Batman Animated Shield. Oh my god.
Ah, yes. Very good character development. By the way, I think there's a cat in here.
Oh no, Saison.
Saison. Why was... So our,
speaking of cats.
Yeah, so our cat, Saison, wants to say that he thinks Catwoman should be the next one.
So this is my debate. Is she even a villain?
No.
Is she even a villain, though? Like, let's be honest.
S-tier.
F, okay. Well, no. F in terms of I definitely fuck her, yeah?
Yeah. F-tier.
No. Well, no. F-tier in terms of villain, because she definitely doesn't stay a villain for long.
Yeah, no, she's not even a villain at all. She's just...
I don't even think...
Barely even villain of the week.
Yeah, she's just a villain for her introduction, and then she is in love with Batcock.
Exactly. She's like, oh, yes, until Bruce, like, flashes around his fucking dong, and then she's just like, oh, yep, nope, I'm a good guy now. Sorry.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yes, would. No, yeah, would. On the topic.
Okay, now so let's actually go to villains. Back to villains. You know what? Since we're on those two, I was gonna say somebody, but I think those two have to be included together. And you know exactly what I'm trying to talk about. All right, let's go to my neck of the woods. Ra's al Ghul. Dude, I want to put him in S-tier.
I
want to
put him in S-tier. He trained him. I mean, you literally fucking trained Batman. Like, you trained Batman. You fuck around, like, in my opinion, the best scene of Ra's al Ghul is in The Dark Knight Rises, when he comes out and he's just like, there are many forms of immortality, Bruce, and that's just part of his fucking mind, and I'm like,
he's fucking training him if he's dead, yeah.
Like, damn, man, like, that is just, that's perfect, because it's like, yeah, a more realistic take would be like, yeah, immortality, I'm gonna forever be stuck to your mind,
yeah,
because I fucking trained you,
yeah.
Like, so,
I mean, honestly, what's more terrifying? Like, a person actually being immortal or a person living inside your head forever? Like,
I think of someone living inside my head forever. That'd be terrifying. So, like, yeah, no.
And I love the Ra's al Ghul design from the 90s animated series.
Same.
That shit goes hard as fuck.
It literally just looks like Baron Mordo, though. Kind of like, tell me they just didn't rip off Baron Mordo.
You mean Baron Mordo ripped off Ra's al Ghul?
Could be, but still.
Yeah.
So, moving on from that tier, we're getting a little bit more closer to the more well known ones. So
we go. Okay, so we talked about Poison Ivy before.
Yes.
What about her hunk of a bodyguard in that one movie?
Bane. I think Bane is a pretty good villain. I'm going to put him inside an A tier.
Yep, Bane is A tier. Which, let's be honest, Bane is a little bit of a just dummy muscle meathead, but
sometimes he's a meathead. But he can break
Batman in half. So
yeah, no, legit. Like, sometimes he's actually like smart enough. Because please. I really want Dave Bautista to play Bane. Yes, like, please, like, don't whitewash Bane again, please.
Whoa!
Don't whitewash Bane again.
Settle down.
All right, listen. We need that Hispanic representation, okay? Bane was South American.
I know, but.
But, like, yeah, no. We should totally have an accurate representation of Bane. I think in all media, for the most part, he was pretty well-represented and
I think Bane's one of the ones that barely had a miss, unless we're talking about the 97 Batman.
Yeah, we're not talking about that one. But, yeah, no. Bane's pretty good, so that's why I say A tier. Because it's like, you know, if he can fuck shit up, he can. And if he doesn't, well, he doesn't.
Okay. So, what about the one we started this off with? The Riddler.
S-tier. S-tier.
And I'm not going to lie. I know it's not the best, but my favorite thing about those 90s Batman movies all of them combined.
Jim
Carrey. It's fucking Jim Carrey. His bulge.
Oh,
as you
my
can
God.
see while he's playing the Riddler, clear as day.
I think it's just
would.
Fucking funny. Like, yeah, no. The Riddler is definitely an interesting, like, person. Because, like, how do you go off from, like...
So
and
this,
that's the funniest
so this
thing.
This is my thing about this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, how do you go from, like, being literally just a guy who just places fucking random riddles everywhere to just a complete sociopath, like, fucking Jigsaw?
I just realized, when I did the segue into a doctor into another, I definitely could have gone Dr. Edward Nigma. He's an Enigma. Edward
I don't even
Nigma.
Think he's a doctor, though.
Yeah,
he
scientist.
Is? Yeah, that's right. He's a scientist.
Edward Nigma. But, you better be careful when you say that last name out loud sometimes.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
But what I was saying was, I also love, okay, so we've done this episode before.
Yes.
My favorite unsolved mystery / serial killer is the Zodiac Killer.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a little biasness, because that's what drives me towards him a little bit more.
Exactly. And that's kind of what he is, like, with the newer renditions of him is based off, like, the Jigsaw Killer from Saw or the Zodiac Killer.
No,
it's
depending on which new rendition you're talking about. If we're talking about the Robert Pattinson movie, it's definitely taken inspiration from Zodiac.
Yeah, Zodiac. And then, but, like, some of his traps are kind of like, you know, Jigsaw.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
Riddle me this, Batman!
So I would rank him, he's an S tier villain.
Also, a weird rendition from him is the fucking 1966 Adam West cheesy one. It's so fucking funny.
It's so since we're getting into the more well known villains, let's go back to one more villain that's not as well known, and I'm gonna say Black Mask.
See, Black, I'm gonna say the Arkham games have really done a good job of bringing back Black Mask, like,
not
back
really
into the
F tier.
What?
Sorry.
Eat my ass.
He's literally just any just input any Gotham City like crime boss and then just put a mask on him.
I know. Carmine Falcone.
Exactly. Carmine Falcone, fucking what's
he's basically
called?
Kingpin with a mask.
Exactly. But also at the same time, like, he just barely does anything. He's literally just a monster.
Also, we're not gonna
mask.
Talk about the Ewan McGregor version of Birds of Prey.
I forgot
that. That feels like a fever dream, right?
Oh shit! You just honestly unlocked another villain, Victor Zsasz.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Zsasz, honestly, that's D tier.
Yeah, that's
all
D-tier.
He is just hi. I kill women, and then I like cut myself like fucking edgelord. Like seriously, he's just D tier.
Yeah.
And then one more scraping the bottom of the barrel. Ventriloquist and Scarface.
Clayface. I want to throw Clayface in there too.
Yes.
If we're all doing one of this.
So these last two, yes. Ventriloquist
D.
and Scarface, I feel like can be a B tier villain.
B?
Yes.
Okay. Ventriloquist, I see.
Exactly. Because the dude doesn't know he's doing
yeah.
it. And that's the fucking fun part of him. And he's just like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then, like, Scarface, like, you gotta fucking do it because
yeah,
I fucking said so, you know?
And all Clayface is a fucking disguise.
And Clayface, I'm making him A tier.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good, like, he's a cool villain. And last but certainly not least, Professor Pig.
Oh, man. Well, Professor Pig has some very interesting motivations.
Super interesting motivations. I'm ranking him A tier because he's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm genuinely terrified of Professor Pig.
He's a terrifier for real, for real.
Exactly. And don't worry, we're saving the best for last. So,
the two best, shall we say?
Two best?
Or actually, you know what? I'll throw a couple of weird ones in there. What about Calendar Man?
Calendar Man, fucking F tier.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
That's
cool.
What I said, weird one, yeah.
Cool. There's a certain one that's in the of screw one. I'm saving that one, though. Please do not talk about that one. You'll know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly
so,
what you're talking about.
So, Man-Bat.
Yep.
I say Man-Bat's B tier.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a very obvious thing to do, but
yes.
B tier.
Fucking scary.
Now, shall we get to the one everyone wants us to talk about?
Phantasm.
Shall we get to the... Oh, yeah, dude, no. We're talking
S tier.
Yeah.
Phantasm is S tier.
Yeah.
That movie is perfect.
And also, Mask of the Phantasm is the best animated superhero movie of all time.
Like,
actually, Can we just take the animated part out of it? Like,
Just,
this is one of the best superhero movies
it
of all
really
time.
is. I just fucking love it. Like, just Mask of
Can we get
Phantasm
to
is great.
the. Can we really get to the crazy?
I would, yes. So now we have reached,
The one everyone wants us to
we
talk
have
about.
reached literally like the hardest. You cannot break out of this part, but somehow you instantly do. So these are the villains that I'm just like, whoa. Maximum Security, like just holy shit. Starting off with Jonathan Crane, aka the Scarecrow.
Which Scarecrow S tier for me.
S tier instantly.
Also, he's portrayed by dreamy old Cillian Murphy. That helps.
Oh, Oppenheimer. So yeah, no.
No, but yeah, dude, Scarecrow, he's another one that's like, dude, like, how are you gonna defend yourself with the fucking scare gas? And imagine, like, fucking with your head to the point, like, you don't know what's real and what's
Yeah, the
about
fear
to,
toxin and
the fear
shit.
toxin and everything.
He is so much of a powerful villain to
Dude,
the point.
Scarecrow's one of those, like, you can go definitely crazy with the
Yeah.
design, like, dude,
And it's
like.
so cool because he's literally one of those types of villains that Batman has used in his contingency plans to stop Aquaman by putting the fear toxin inside
Yep.
of him so he may never go inside of water again.
Yep.
Like, that is how
Like
much this
being
man will fuck
used
shit up.
by Batman against one of his allies as a. Which, think about it, damn, Batman really is a. Like,
I
is
think
one of those
maybe
bosses. Like, it's like, yeah, I know your weakness.
it's
I
like,
have a
no.
plan in case anything
It's
happens.
like Batman's like the fucking Doom guy. It's like the boss music is for him, not
Yeah.
for the villains.
I'm not the danger. I
I
am
am of
the
the
danger.
danger. So getting more into the more well-known Batman villains, we have the Penguin.
Oswald Cobblepot S tier.
Yes.
Oswald Cobblepot is definitely S tier.
Homie just
Take
exists
it
just
easy, sweetheart.
He just exists just to fuck up Batman's life. Like, he don't
Yeah.
give a shit. He is the kingpin of Gotham.
Yeah, he's the real kingpin of Gotham, not Black Mask like how some of the
Exactly.
modern media wants it to be.
Exactly. Like, nah. Like, the Penguin is definitely the kingpin of Gotham. So I'm gonna
I
rank
think that's
him.
reason that they call him the Penguin too. Like, it's
Exactly.
kind of like a kingpin-esque title.
Exactly. And plus, like, even in like the Arkham games, like, you just see him and he's just a reoccurring character that's just like, hey, don't fuck with me, Batman. And Batman's like,
Yeah,
I'm just gonna.
Danny DeVito's Penguin is not the most accurate representation, but he's still fun.
Exactly. I really like Danny DeVito's portrayal as
I'm so
Penguin.
excited for the Colin Farrell Penguins show.
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes,
Is
I
Matt Reeves
am.
actually involved with that?
Yes, he is.
Okay,
Yep.
cool.
That whole Gotham PD is apparently also another one, and I think an Arkham Asylum series is also being made.
That's the one, man.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be fucking perfect. So
So, shall we get down to.
here we go. Here's one of them that we've been waiting for. Miss Dr. Harleen
Lynn
Quinzel.
Quinzel
S.
would. Oh, I mean, yes.
Would and
Yeah.
S.
Yeah.
Because not only is she a very important villain, but also she's one of those whose character development that over time
She
has
was
gotten
so
perfect.
popular, they basically had to make her canon in the comics because she didn't originate from the comics. She's an
Exactly.
original character from the 90s animated
Exactly.
show.
Which also honestly just
That give that
solidifies
that
it.
tells you how iconic she is, like,
Exactly.
because normally when people go, "Oh, this character's not in the comics, who the fuck is this?" But Harley Quinn was so influential, not influential, but like so iconic that they had no choice but to shoehorn her in the comics.
Exactly.
And
Now.
Margot Robbie does a good job of portraying her. You know what? I'm gonna be this person to say it because people are afraid to say it. I didn't like her in the 2016 Suicide Squad, but she was great in Birds of Prey in the 2021 Suicide
She was
Squad.
actually way better in The Suicide Squad, directed
The
by James
Suicide Squad, the
Gunn.
James
Yeah.
Gunn one, yeah.
She was perfect. I loved her in that one. They didn't
The
sexualize her at
costume
all.
too. Yeah, it was Harley Quinn, not. Don't cancel me for this, but not Harley Quinn.
Yeah, exactly. No, they didn't objectify her as a sex object, and that's what I really liked about it. So,
Yeah.
moving on from
Yeah, we
her.
cannot talk about Harley Quinn without talking
Wait,
about.
there's some honorable mentions before we get to him.
God damn it, keep teasing
Red
me.
Hood.
Jason Todd.
B tier, he's a bitch.
Yeah.
He whines too much. So we got Red Hood, B
My
tier.
thing with Red Hood is if you're gonna make somebody a different villain than what they used to be, because he used to be Robin,
Yeah.
my thing, it's like the obvious thing, like, oh yeah, he's gonna have the same moveset but with guns.
Exactly. Like, why would you
Like
do that? Firefly.
Firefly, you know what? B.
Yeah. You can really fuck shit up. You know Brendan Fraser almost
Yep,
played him,
almost
right?
played,
Yeah,
yep.
so.
No, the content was filmed, but
Exactly.
obviously Batgirl just got canned.
Like, I kind of want to see it, only just to see Brendan Fraser, to be yeah. honest.
And I think Michael Keaton was in that, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, The Clock King. F.
F. F all
like,
the way.
What the fuck is that? Like, come on now. And I'm going to say this
Dollmaker.
As an... I'm going to say this as an honorable mention. The IRS.
Anyway.
The IRS. Batman's worst yeah. fucking villain.
Bruce Wayne.
IRS, the S tier, just so that way they don't fucking try to, like, audit my taxes and shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Dollmaker, dude.
Dollmaker, fucking B tier.
Yeah.
I'd say B. Now.
The main event.
The main attraction.
Jack the Clown. No, I'm just kidding.
Obviously fucking S tier for the Joker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of...
I'm sorry. I mean, it's given at this point. It's like a boring pick, but where else do you put him? Like, no one thinks about the Batman and doesn't...
I'm sorry.
Should I say, in modern times, the Joker is kind of more popular than Batman?
He is.
The Joker is more popular than
people
Batman.
People literally look at the Joker more than, like, they look at Batman. And people are more excited for the Joker
I've
whenever they
so
see that.
I've seen so many Joker cosplays way more than I've seen, like, Batman cosplays
oh,
at Combat when I went.
I mean, shit, man. I'm sure when we go to MegaCon...
Dude, MegaCon, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We're probably going to see a couple Jokers.
Yeah. Couple. Okay.
Hopefully I will see one. Anyways, going on from that one, like, let's not talk about that Joker.
Okay, so you know what? No, I'm going to put you on the spot. Favorite rendition of the Joker.
Favorite rendition of the Joker? Well, clearly not the one who stole my wife. Anyways, let's cut that out. The Joker, my favorite rendition of him has got to be either Mark Hamill or
Jack
Nicholson.
No, that is mine. My favorite is Mark Hamill from
the
90s.
But I also like Jack Nicholson's Joker a lot.
Like, don't get me wrong. We love Heath Ledger. In this household. We love Heath Ledger.
He's alright.
But can we please get over the fever dream that Jared Leto's not a good Joker?
I mean,
in the Suicide Squad, he could have been good. It's just he had a shitty director, but
no, shitty studio.
The snippet I saw of him in the Zack Snyder's Justice League, he was actually good.
Could have been better, but still, yeah.
Well, he wasn't there for long. He was just like...
Well, I feel that, but also at the same time, like, you know, just like... The Joker is just one of those villains where he just gets under your skin. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to say Joaquin Phoenix is a good Joker, but, like, he kind of, like, towards the end, he started becoming somewhat
this
like
this is
him.
My thing with the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie. I know this just became a whole entire new episode at this point. Dude, we could just do a whole episode on Joker.
Oh, we are.
We could go on.
We are.
But,
trust me.
The Joaquin Phoenix Joker is a... decent movie. Like, I think it's overrated as shit because I don't think, first of all, Joker needs an origin story.
He
number
doesn't.
Two,
that's the joy of him.
I feel like they just made a script and they're like, alright, how do we make this make money? We'll
sure.
slap the Joker on it.
Exactly.
I feel like that's all they did.
But I mean, to be honest with you, now what would be interesting about these Joker movies that are coming out, what if though, Marvel Studios, what if they literally make these Joker movies a different origin story, so you don't really know who the fuck he is.
What do you mean?
Because you know he has, like, multiple different origin
yeah.
stories.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, so, like, all the Joker movies are just different versions? Like, how do you get this scar?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, something like that. Like, you don't know where the hell he comes from. So, I feel like that, and that alone is what's just what makes him a good villain. Like,
yeah.
he's like the Green Goblin to Spider-Man. Like, he
yeah.
is just exists
he
solely.
He is the Batman villain.
He just exists solely to make his life miserable.
Technically,
he doesn't
do it for Batman.
He does it because it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
He just does shit. And
he
Batman
gets the
just...
shit kicked the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
But he still does it because he thinks it's fun.
Yeah.
Which leaves us to the final one. I've been saving this one. The entire time.
Do it.
This is an S tier villain. The fucking Condiment King.
Okay, so on that note,
S tier. He is Batman's worst enemy, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine just spilling fucking mayonnaise on your shirt because he just threw it on you. Exactly. Imagine just running out of fucking ketchup because he stole it in the middle of the night. Condiment King is there to make your life a little
yeah, dude. Imagine, you know, you're having a. You know, you're just hanging out with your girl, and all of a sudden the mayonnaise goes missing.
Exactly. Fucking Condiment King. He took your mayonnaise.
People
Hot
wondering
dogs.
why would you need mayonnaise for hanging out with your girlfriend? It's a Fizz Inside joke. Don't
Yeah,
worry about that.
let's not worry about what Fizz does with mayonnaise. Anyways, I think
Whoa, okay,
that's
you didn't have to say it like that. Settle down.
hot dogs and mayonnaise.
Yeah, hot dogs, exactly.
Anyways, so that's all the time we have, and honestly, that's our ranking. We're gonna obviously add in a video, and we're probably gonna edit a clip in the video of us talking about the video. It's gonna be like a Spaceballs moment, you know?
Yeah, but are we just gonna like lip sync to the episode, or are we just gonna make a whole new episode
No, we're
out of
just
it?
gonna like making that. We're just gonna like put pictures
Okay.
in like your dance video and stuff, and yeah, then that'll be pretty great.
Wow. And now you just put that out there, didn't you?
No, the one with you and Connor from like literally 2 days ago. That Destiny got.
Oh! No, that's not me and Connor. That was Connor and Gavin.
We're still gonna put that on there.
Okay. Okay.
Anyways, as
We
always,
will try to be as more regular as possible,
yeah, we're
though.
just busy. I'm gonna be even more like freed up now that the mouse kind of was just like, ha ha, ha ha, your services are no longer needed. So like, yeah. By the way, I created Steamboat Willie. It's public domain now, so I can say that.
You what?
I created Steamboat Willie. It's public domain, so I can say
Oh, hell yeah.
that. All right. Well, as always, this is
This
Jules.
is Fizz.
And we hope you guys have a great evening. And please keep it spooky.